Okay, welcome to the Esports Research Report. I'm Dr. Brian McCauley here at the Media Management and Transformation Center in Jönköping, Sweden, where we're going to have our conference in around 3 or 4 weeks as part of DreamHack Week. And my guests today who are going to be around Jönköping, so if you're here, you'll be able to see them at DreamHack and at other various things they're going to tell you, are Martin and Siggy Steengord, who are part of Para Esports, which is a fantastic and one of my favorite initiatives that to see every year in DreamHack. So Martin and Siggy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I think we'll start just, first of all, obviously, Siggy, you're way better than me at CSGO, but that's just a fact, most people are. But what makes you different is that you have a Duchenne muscular dystrophy disease, DMD, and we want to talk a little bit about that. So, Martin, Siggy, what's it like having DMD?
It's not very... At first, you can look like any other guy, but the thing about DMD is... Yeah, it doesn't have any cure yet. And it's pretty deadly in that your muscles break down and can't rebuild itself.
Yeah, regenerate.
Yeah. So it gets harder and harder to move. And yeah. I felt that too, that it gets some stuff gets harder to do and stuff.
I mean, how's it affected you, like, emotionally and mentally then? What sort of way has it affected you like that?
I have a social phobia. I've been very alone and just to myself because many kids in my age would play football and all other stuff. And yeah, and I got pretty sad under a season of my life when I thought about suicidal thoughts and stuff like, what will I do in the future if I can't move or stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not alone in those sort of thoughts in the modern world. I mean, you're in school now. What's school like for you?
School right now is probably the best I've had. But before starting seventh grade, it was pretty hard in school. Like, not in the teachers, or not like that. The
subjects you had in school.
Subjects were.
He's almost an A student, always been.
But they didn't take my diagnosis for real, not as a very big problem, but. I have no assistance in school.
In Sweden, that's, you know, because Sweden is very good for that usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's common that the parents need to fight for a lot of stuff here in Sweden also. And as you said, many times you don't think, oh, this Sweden is so great, but there is
some
schools. And for us, from grade 1 to 6, it was really, really a pain because we were promised and they wanted to do adaptations in school for Siggy, but it never happened. So when he started the seventh grade, new school and new In Sweden, we call it rektor.
Principal.
Principal. So, we have prepared, I have prepared a really furious and speech to the principal. But just before I was going to stand on the walls and just shout out that he needs help, the principal just, oh yes, and we have this and this, and we have assistants, and we are doing this and this for Siggy. So me and my wife, we just fell in tears, because this is the first time we ever felt that someone in the school environment have taken Siggy's diagnosis and difficulties physically for serious.
I mean, that's great. I mean, school sucks for everyone. I hated school, and I'm pretty sure that the desks I had in high school, my dad had the same desks. They were from the 1960s because Ireland had no money back then. But I'm glad to hear it's going better. So forget about school, because one of the best things about school is it ends and we all do something else. Work ends and we all do something else. And I think for a lot of us, and I think almost everyone who will watch this, is that they play games of some shape or form or CSGO. So how did all the CSGO gaming and streaming start?
Maybe you should.
Yeah. He's been playing in all his life, of course, obviously, because the PC and the online games have always been a sanctuary for him. And as a parent, you kind of feel like he should be like every other kid, go out and play or have friends and so on. But it's been really difficult for you, Siggy, to have that. So with the streaming and the serious gaming in with Counter-Strike, it started with that I placed an ad on LinkedIn. And contact ad, just as grown-ups do in special sites. Young boy, without all the time in the world, seeks mentor or CSGO tutor. And the response of that was huge. And that's the beginning of everything, I think. Do you want to add something?
No, it was pretty much that started it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes games and esports get a bad rap, but my experience has just been one of people doing stuff like this, helping each other, connecting and supporting one another. I mean, you know, I've played with so many people who've helped me. It's, you know, and we're in Sweden, of course, which is the home of CSGO in a lot of ways. I mean, this is the PC gaming motherland, and CSGO is just huge here. Did you get to know some of the big names in Swedish CSGO?
Yeah.
Like who?
Get Right. And I met, he's not in a physical way, but often it's something that's called your raid or host.
On Twitch, yeah.
Yeah, that you take your viewers and, yeah, you support other streamers by putting in your stream to some other person who's streaming. And it's often like 700 or 800 viewers that he sends over. So it's...
Those times is really massive, and as a parent, I try to walk outside, because the emotions, the emotions in your body is also huge, and there is a lot of love bombing in the chat and so on.
Yeah,
and these kind of small things is huge for a person or a young girl or a boy that just wants to do their stuff and to be recognized in some way.
Yeah, I mean, that's a common thing for a lot of people. You know, it's, I mean, it's tough being young and in school anyway, but I mean, so your social phobia kind of went away, Siggy. Is that what happened from this?
Yeah. When I started streaming, I didn't really talk.
No.
I didn't have
no camera.
But after a lot of
persuasion and pushing from me.
Yeah, and meeting other streamers.
Yeah.
Also too. That got me into the streaming.
And not, so I, and not being afraid of showing your
self.
Yourself.
And your true self.
Yeah. And one CSGO profile that's been extremely supportive, but not been seen in the streams or heard in the streams that Sig has been doing, is that it's Jägan, Fredrik Kempf. He's been so supportive. He placed Sig in. There is a du vet Sigge.
Han spelar dig.
Ja, men du vet, sorry for that. The kind of you got invited to, yeah, my big day, min stora dag.
Yeah, it's like you get to fulfill a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to play with a lot of other big Makelele, for instance.
Makelele. What? No.
Yes, he was there.
When?
In min stora dag. I think it was.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the difference is, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it gives you a sort of a voice and a window into the world, right, Siggy?
Yeah.
And actually show you something that you're actually really good at. Because, I mean, I've seen you guys at DreamHack and many times. And I saw when you played the team and they duct taped the opposition's wrists down to the desk. So they could play the same way you guys played. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then you kicked their asses, right? Yeah. That was fun. So a big part of this is Para Ghost and Para Esports. So what is Para Ghost and what is Para Esports?
Para Ghost is...
Yep. I mean, yeah. Paragost is the team that Siggy is playing. Playing in. And I created the team 1.5 years ago just to make... Siggy was playing a lot of Counter-Strike with different persons every night. And I wanted to have some kind of... continuance in the people he played with. So I happened to be able to start the Paraghost. Will you take over, Sigge?
Take over.
How did we meet the players? Yeah.
It was through my streaming. So it's pretty early in my streaming. I had not very many followers, maybe a tenth of what I have now. And it was as somebody's cousin that wrote, chatted with me on my stream. And he knew somebody, that had DMD, and he got me to know him, and he said that he wanted to play and stuff like that. So
this was the first member of the Paraghost team, and it was Rasmus.
Yeah, and it was his cousin that.
Yeah, because it's most common that
they're social. Little bit the shy social.
Almost everybody with DMD is quite shy and don't want to confront or maybe take initiative. So in this case, we met Rasmus.
Through his cousin.
Yeah. And you two started playing, and a little bit after, two other, a couple of brothers with Duchenne.
Quister wrote in my chat that he had DMD and he had a brother that also had it. And yeah, so we got to know them.
Yeah.
And after that.
Yeah, having four players that love Counter-Strike and not trying to start a real team, it was open goal. So we found Sebastian also, and then we was a full five.
Yeah, the other.
And the Paragos was created. And but
it wasn't Paragos at the first.
No, it was Lil Mix Para, yeah.
Yeah, but it was pretty new Paragos.
Yeah.
It got the name Paragos.
Yeah.
But it always have been Para.
Yeah. And the Para Esport organization that I've started, it's just been a way to be able to take control of everything around sponsors or partners and that kind of things, and being able to promote just one thing, that because Para Esports is for disabled gamers only and will be as long as it will live. And that's really, really interesting to be branded like that. And of course, it's a non-profit organization.
Yeah, I know. And people can donate, and the web links will be below this video and underneath this. I mean, I started playing CSGO when COVID happened and I couldn't go out as a diabetic. And I actually met a friend called Dennis, who had muscular dystrophy as well. And Jonas, who was looked after him, because you do require a lot of care when you have DMD. And, you know, I was used to love when the two boys were online, because we'd always play together, because matchmaking is not easy for anyone. Even my old ass, it's difficult, you know. It's you're never sure who you're going to meet. I mean, Siggy, like, did you find the matchmaking experience kind of a bit scary, or was there certain platforms you went on to, like ES Portal or Faceit or something, to make it easier?
In the beginning, I did matchmaking, and I didn't talk in the beginning. But I then played on East Portal when I got to know it about, from some streamers.
Yeah.
And we played on there. And I often you got something called gathers, and the people that make the gather can take in just the people that she or he wants. So I played in a lot of gathers and simple matchmaking also, because it was on Sweden only, or often. Yeah. So it was.
But it's not easy to be young and wanting to play.
Because people.
And using your voice, because.
When they hear.
Yeah, if you. Young.
They like to often pick on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has been so all along.
Yeah.
And it will be, yeah.
Yeah, and we tried to since Sigurd was very focused on Counter-Strike, we tried to put him into some kind of
other team,
organized teams. Yeah.
Before Paragos.
Yeah, before Paragos, but the tension and
Yeah.
The pressure from the other teammates was so huge, I would say.
So everybody, yeah, it got pretty stressed. Everybody got stressed.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of pressure.
No, I've been playing for the last 3 years now, Valorant and CSGO, and you know, you play unrated or unranked, and it's playing around or you're playing with friends, and that's one of the, I think, negative things sometimes, the pressure just for ranking and winning a game. It's like it can be a little bit intense. I find myself going, oh my god, this is like, why am I so stressed right now? It's just a game. I mean, so it's always the best thing I would recommend to parents and stuff is to make sure that their kids play with people that they enjoy playing with, right? That they can play in a pressure-free social environment and they enjoy the company, and nobody's going to, you know, get angry. Nobody's going to tilt.
Yeah, because the basis is it has to be fun. Yeah. Otherwise, it's doomed to be quit. It has to be fun, and you need to have persons around you, both behind the computer and in the game, that you can trust and have fun with.
I totally agree. I think there's a big danger of people forgetting that you play games to play with your friends and have fun. And I think it's a good reminder. I think that sometimes the performance drives the fun out of it for people, whereas in reality, you should be just playing for the same reasons that, you know, Sig is playing, to connect with people and to, you know, get better at things, but not stress it too much. So Siggy, how often do you stream now on Twitch?
2 to 3 times a week. I often now stream on the weekends too, but I stream on Mondays and Fridays, and often stream 1 day in the weekend also.
Yeah.
And is the idea that you, you know, bring attention to both Para Ghost and Para Esports and maybe get, you know, sponsors and support? I mean, you know, it's for disabled gamers, to bring awareness for disabled gamers, which is something I love, by the way. I always say this, that, you know, not everyone can play hockey. Not everyone can play football, even if they don't have DMD. You know that it's not for everyone, but games can be for everyone, right? I mean, What's happening this DreamHack week? What are you guys going to be doing here when we have the conference and everything?
Yeah, we're going to be there with the Para Ghost team.
Yeah.
And just have fun and show other people what we stand for and what our motives are.
Yeah, one of the keys here is show yourself. Because
many of them,
it gets so real when they see a team of 5 in wheelchairs competing or gaming together. And the difficulties, it becomes so clear for everybody. And we also hope there are additional 5 wheelchair seats in front of the Para Ghost team. And we really hope that these 5 seats will be taken. At least one have been taken. So there are four desks still to be taken.
I mean, our conference, the main sponsor is the ESL FACEIT Group and GG for All initiative. I mean, what you guys are doing is right, really in line with GG for All, good game for everybody, right? I mean, it's so if anyone's at DreamHack, they can come visit and talk to you guys at the LAN event itself.
As long as
you're not in the middle of a game, right?
Yeah, then you get flipped off. No, totally ignored.
Maybe buy that.
No, it's free to, we're in the D hall, and it's free to just come and talk to us, because the Para Ghost team is really wanting to, everybody, not just Sigi, of course, but everybody in the team really wants to promote their journey both as a team and as a person, of course.
And is there something happening before DreamHack as well, Martin? You're doing some talks as well?
Yeah. On Thursday, the 24th, there will be some a gathering at the Theater of Jönköping. I think it will start at 4 p.m. And I'm going to have a lecture there about Sigge's journey and the things he encountered online and how his life has changed since he 3 years ago, we will say. And in the end, Sigge is also going to appear on the stage, and we try to wrap it up with a five minutes together. But I warned
that. Is that in Swedish or English?
That one is in Swedish. Yeah.
Okay. So if anyone sees your DreamHack, they can come talk in English. But we'll put the details below on the website for anyone who's interested in coming to hear your talk on the Thursday. Now, in January, I'm going to a conference in Hawaii, which is my bucket list trip. Presenting three papers. One will officially, I was telling Sigge before, one will officially make me a scientific fact as lower skilled in CSGO as Gold Nova 2. So self-burn, first official self-burn in CSGO research. But what's your bucket list? What's coming up for you guys that kind of COVID sort of cancelled on you like it did for a lot of us? You're going to Seattle?
Yeah.
What's in Seattle?
Valve.
Yeah, that's been a big dream to visit Valve. And
it's Valve in Seattle, or is it in Boston?
In Seattle.
Yeah.
And because 3 years ago, I think Sigge was very deep into Team Fortress 2. And I've contacted Valve and so on, and he got lot of merch and giveaways from Valve. And then I got in contact with
Gabe Newell.
Gabe, yeah. And we were supposed to go to Seattle in 2020, and the COVID lockdown made it not possible.
Yeah, and Gabe was in New Zealand.
He was in
quarantine.
But this year, in summer 2023, we're going to California because we got the lodging in California, so we can cut the costs quite a bit, and we're going to take a flight from California to Seattle to meet up with Valve, and hopefully also see Gabe if he's home.
Oh, that's fantastic. So Sigge, I'm going to send you, because I'm now a Valorant player, I'm going to send you my M4 skin with the DreamHack sticker, so you're going to have to be at least use that when I turn up at DreamHack. So it's named after my cat, so you can't rename it. It's named after Cassie. So guys, thank you very much for this. I can't wait to see you at DreamHack, and I can't wait for a load of people coming to the conference to meet you too.
Yeah.
Jag vill ha listener på svenska on torsdag, men I don't really have great Swedish, but I'll make sure to pop along and listen and bring as many people as I can that can understand. But if anyone wants to know more, they can find out in English at DreamHack itself, DreamHack Winter, just after our conference. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Stop, 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 stop